Next kina is a continuation of the last kina. Atei elokai aznecha. We call out to Hashem to hear our cries. And in this kina, so first we call out to Hashem to hear lisifletzes mina etzes mi li bashamayim. It's where say, hear what's going on in the world. Hear what the nations of the world are calling out, and they're calling out and saying their blasphemous statement, mi li bashamayim. Who is it in the shamayim? That's what the goyim say. There is no God of Israel. There's no one protecting them. And we say a few lines later, or sorry, the next line, Ushma sha'agas tzorecha, and call here again. What are they calling out? What are the enemies calling out? Ha'omrim aru aru ad ha'yisod shar ha'shamayim. They say, let's dig up, let's totally destroy until the foundation, the shar ha'shamayim, let's destroy the base of Megiddo until the depths, and which the base of Megiddo is referring to that which is keneged shar ha'shamayim. And we move on. The next line, Hatei Elokai Aznachal L'Rigshas Hadoveres Al Tzadik Asak, the feelings of the one who's speaking out against Tzadikit. We know that unfortunately the way our people are spoken of, are people who are doing wonderful things but are spoken about badly. And this kina really here in these tefillos, so on the one hand we are davening to Hashem to save us, and we're trying to elicit his rachamim. But if we think about it a little bit and pay attention to the way in which things are described here, we're describing really the chil Hashem and the lack of kvod shamayim, the disgrace for Hashem that's carried out by the enemies. It's not just our pain here, but as you say, the one who says mi li ba shamayim, who's up in shamayim, and the one who says al tzadik asak, the one who is disgracing the people who are following the ways of Hashem. That's the theme of this kina, and this is really a kiyum of an idea in Midas Chassidus of the Mesilas Yesharim, that he speaks about that a chassid is really supposed to really feel true pain over the galus and over the churban, but not just, again, to feel the physical pain of others, but to realize the miut kvod shamayim that's brought in the world. Then you have a Beis HaMikdash, that was the place the whole world came to. All the nations of the world came to the Beis HaMikdash. And that was a time for tremendous glory for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now with the churban habayis, so we don't have that. So we cry out for is the pain of the lack of kvod shamayim in the world. And the Ramchal tries to give up. Also, the Nevi Chaim talks about that our tefillos are ideally that way. Then we say Rifa'inu Hashem and Erafei, for example. One important level is obviously to daven for refuah, but the higher level is to daven for the pain it causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the chil Hashem that's caused by having Jewish people that are sick. That's the higher level of tefillos. And the Ramchal raises the issue. And he says, Sharm, you know, who are we to daven over the Shechina? I'm just a simple Jew. This is the Shechina. I'm going to be the one who's davening for the Shechina. So he quotes the Mishnah in Sanhedrin that a person should realize that Ha'adam Nivri Yechidi Kedei Shekol Echad Yomar B'Shvili Nivra Ha'olam, that a person is created as an individual in this world, so a person should view that the entire world is made for him. What that means is that we have the responsibility of the entire world. We have the responsibility to do what we're supposed to do. We can't think, oh no, that's for me, that's for the next guy. It's for me to feel this pain. It's for me to cry over the Tzara Shechina, not to think that I'm just a regular guy and I don't do that. And even if, and the Ramchal also writes there, that even if we feel sometimes we're crying over the Tzara Shechina, we don't see any results. We don't see the glory of the Shechina brought back. We shouldn't be let down. Should realize our tefillos are taken in. Hashem takes our tefillos. We don't know how Hashem works and what Hashem does with our tefillos. But we have to just keep on davening. Keep on davening for Yerushalayim. Keep on davening for the Gilui Shechina and for the Kvod Shemayim. And today is the day. The Achronim talk, the Poskim talk about this, that when we daven, V'li Yerushalayim Ircha, Esamach David, V'sachazen Oineinu, these are the days to really feel those tefillos, the daven with the feeling that we really want to go back to Yerushalayim, and again, and for the highest level, we want the Kvod Shamayim to be brought out in the world. The Chavetz Chaim points out also another mistake, I guess, not only that it's not upon all of us, but it's not only a tefillah for Hashem, says the Chafetz Chaim. When we daven for Kvod Shemayim, realize that that's really the answer to all our basic tefillos. When we daven Rifa'inu, when we daven for Parnasa, Baruch Aleinu, it's really the tefillah for the Shechina, for the Beis HaMikdash, is really a tefillah for those things. And he explains with this Derech Mashal, that apparently there was, in the time of the Russian Revolution, with the communists, so they took one of the leaders of the Tsarist regime into custody. And maybe this was actually the Tsar they took in, I don't know exactly who it was, but they took one of the leaders. So they said, you're in prison, we'll give you one request. So he said, yeah, you know, I'd like a little more potatoes with my food. So everyone started laughing at him. Not more potatoes with your food. I gave you one request, what are you asking for potatoes with your food for? You can ask to go free. What are you doing with your one request to ask for that? So the Chafetz Chaim says it's the same way when it comes to Eretz Tfilos. We daven to Hashem Rifa'inu. We daven to Hashem for Parnasa. Those are small little things. We could daven for Hashem for the Beis HaMikdash. We could daven for the Geulah. We could daven for the Hasharas HaShechina in the world. That automatically will lead us to Rifu'ah and to Parnasa. He says that's why in Rosh Hashanah we don't find that we daven for specific needs. What do we daven? We daven that the glory of Hashem should be raised up. We daven that the kingdom, the malchus of Hashem, should be in charge in the world again. And Mamela automatically will flow from that all the brachos, because Rachman Litlan, the tsaros that we have in the world, all the struggles we have for even basic things, so that comes because of the Churban HaBayis. Because the Churban HaBayis, as we mentioned last night, was a led Shchinta Begalusa, was a Siluk Hashchina. Hashem took away His presence, took away His heightened level of Hashgacha Pratis, and left us the Tema. And that's why it's the Chafetz Chaim says it's not just for Chassidim. And again, even if it's for Chassidim, the Ramchal says, so we should all feel like we're Chassidim. But it's not just for Chassidim. Even if you don't want to think you're such a Chassid, you're a regular person who has regular needs, to daven for the Geula, to daven for the Beis HaMikdash, that is really the faster way to, the stronger way to getting towards the needs that you have. Just one last point about this. Rav Asher Weiss last year, he came to Tinek, and he had another, I mentioned the Medrash last night, Rabbi Gamliel, who heard the woman crying all night long, and he started crying when he thought about the Beis HaMikdash. And I said last night, one point is to use that as a mashal. When you see crying, so crying, oh, now I can, that pain, I can relate that pain to the pain of the Churban. Rav Asher Weiss said a different idea. Rav Asher Weiss said the reason Rabbi Gamliel was crying about the Churban at that moment when he saw this lady crying over the death of her son was that he knew that the Churban was the source for this suffering. And because he knew that, that brought out his tears. So when we see suffering in the world, we cry, and we realize that this really all comes from the siluk hashchina, the lack of hashgacha pratis that we have since the Churban HaBayis. And as we go through this kina, we cry over that. So as we read again, we call out to Hashem the lack of Kvod Shemayim, and we realize that when we talk about the lack of Kvod Shemayim in this kina, so it's not just the Kvod Shemayim that's important. Of course that's important, but it's also to realize that that's the source of the suffering in the everyday things.